yes.
I'm wondering about labeling thoughts.
Uh-huh.
And do you find that helpful?
There was a time when I found it helpful. So that because it is helpful to be clear what is actually going on in the mind, and to actually state it so front and center. Oh, this is a confused thought. This is a thought of confusion. This is a thought of aversion. This is a thought of desire. So then, not going into the story, that's what's really helpful, because it helps to sort of cut the story. Because we're, I was just saying, like that thing that what I mentioned of delighting in non-complication. Because as soon as you make it clear, then that helps to cut that impulse in the stream of thought. And that's very useful. Where it can be not useful is when we get obsessed with making sure we have a label, and then not just a label, the right label. And, so then, we turn it into something that is not non-complication. So it's a very useful tool that you have to learn how to use. So it's like, you're learning to skillfully work with the mind. So it's a skillful tool that is, it can be very helpful. But then to just be alert to the habits of the mind that we take something good and it's like that hammer looking for nails everywhere.